Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5 GMs in a Trench Coat.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 GMs in a Trench Coat. Today, we're going to be playing Cyberpunk, but you probably knew that. I'm Jesse, your GM, and I also play a little bit of Wesley. Let's start to my right.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm playing Doc. And you know what? I think Doc is happy that he's found some new friends. I think that's going well.
Hey there, I'm John. I'm playing Tanner today.
That's it. Hi, I'm Kim, and I'm playing Aku. And we have a good little thing going on. At least the three of us do.
Hi, I'm Taylor playing Madame Despair. Tanner, why aren't you flirting with the audience?
Hi, it's John. How are you doing?
There we go.
You doing all right?
Anyways, I'm happy. That's it. I'm just really happy right now.
All right, so if you guys are discussing possibly buying a little workshop for you guys. So you can go the cheap option, and that's just 35,000 eddies. But that's going to be pretty small. It's going to be pretty cramped. If you want like a decent size, you're going to pay 85,000.
Dude, give me money. Give me money right now, and then I'll do it.
Could she have her company get it for us?
No, I can't afford
it. If you think it's going to be successful and you guys want to work under Arasaka.
They do really well in 30 years. So, like, if you want to take that bet.
I mean, we kind of already are working under Arasaka, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're good where we're at the moment.
Yeah.
We could save up money. I mean, we're close.
We are close.
I have 13K.
I'm the closest.
Yeah. Well,
how much do you have?
I'm at 20K.
And you only pay $20 in rent, right?
No, I pay $600.
Insane. Anyways.
All right. So, you guys are all chilling. When you all get a text from Izanami, and she tells you to meet up in Tartarus ASAP.
We're already at Tartarus, baby.
Well, I am.
Well, I'm visiting.
Okay, I see.
No, we're having lunch.
Eating burritos, watching H2O.
Yeah, obviously. That's our afternoon like ritual at this point.
Dude, you guys are dating, but he doesn't know it yet.
I don't think I know it yet.
You know
neither
it
of you know it yet. Love this show.
I'm not ready to date.
I'll stay for like an hour, and then I'll leave and be like, yeah, I got something to do.
We are all there now.
All right, so you guys all meet up in the VIP room, and so she clicks a button on her little tablet, and a hologram of a cargo ship laying on some rocks appear in front of you.
I see the hologram, and I'm like, oh, shit, and I grab, like, just a rock and throw it at it.
Apparently, we've never seen holograms before.
John, you live in Night City.
What year is it? It's like
2045.
Like, come on, dude.
In college, I had a hologram girlfriend. Wait, wrong IP.
College, I had a girlfriend in Canada.
I've heard Canada's actually pretty nice still.
Is it, Jesse?
I don't know how Canada's doing.
All right, we'll say it's good, doing well. You know, our neighbors of the north.
Yeah, I heard that with some tech stuff tried to come in and the moose really...
They ate them.
Got
they
up in arms. The moose got up in arms about
the
it.
The tech people.
Yeah. You know how big moose are?
Okay.
Dude, huge.
Yeah. Dude, meese are the fucking biggest thing I've ever seen.
Incorrect.
Moose eye?
No.
I'm a meese.
No!
Dude,
no!
This is like in character, too.
Yeah.
Anywho's on. All right. So, she says Arasaka spy drones are currently scrambling its location, but it's only a matter of time before it's discovered. Militech has hired some local nomads to try to locate it, but we know where it is right now. So, your guys' mission is to get to it, infiltrate it, gather any valuable info you can find, primarily medical information, and then if you could also find out why it crashed, that'd be great.
What nomad clan were you working with?
They hired the Chrome Torrent.
Fantastic. All right.
You know who they are?
Bad news. In my opinion, my humble opinion, they're bad.
We got lucky and a spy drone just happened to be following it, and all of a sudden it went off course and crashed into the rocks, and we don't know why. So that's what your guys' job is to do.
All right.
Seems pretty cut and clear. I'm sure there won't be any weird twists or turns.
No, not at all.
Oh, yeah.
So, John, you know this area pretty well, and you know that taking the main roads is probably pretty dangerous, but it'd be the fastest. Or you could take side roads, but it'll take longer.
Side roads every time, maybe.
Drop the pin.
I'm dropping the pin.
Okay, yeah, the pin's been dropped. She texts you guys the pin.
Perfect. All right, John.
Yeah, I mean, I'll head over, Jesse. Like, again, safe. Like, I'm better safe than sorry.
So, give me a tactics roll, and that'll kind of decide your path.
14.
14? Okay, so yeah, you kind of map out a path that you think is relatively safe.
All right. I take it.
All right, yeah. You get lucky. You don't run into anyone on the way there.
Sick.
So it's against some rocks, so you guys won't be able to drive over to it. You'll have to walk over to it. So the boat is kind of at a slight angle against the rocks. It looks like it's spilled most of the Connex boxes in the ocean, but there's still some on board. There is a crane that's just kind of swaying in the wind right now. That's attached to the ship, designed to like get the Connex boxes on and off.
Do we want to scout before we go over?
Yeah, I was going to say we should just scout the area.
I'm going to send my drone over.
All right, give me a perception check.
Did you bring the dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
17.
Okay, so you have it fly around, and there doesn't seem to be anyone on the deck. You fly in a little closer to get a better look, and you see that the hatch that kind of enters the boat, you get closer and you see that there's like a man next to it that's just kind of beaten to a pulp, it looks like. And it looks like he tried to lock the hatch and then died there.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. I'll just relay that information. I'm like, there's a guy who looks like he got beat to shit trying to close the hatch.
What was this ship taking again? What were they transporting?
Eldritch horrors. God damn it. I'm going to pull out my gun.
Not again.
She said it was some kind of science vessel.
Yeah, I was just like, that's
what
all we know.
What did I just say, Jesse?
Yeah, we practically said the same thing.
You practically solved it, John. We can walk away.
Yeah, we should.
I've never really seen a scientist beat someone up that bad.
I have. Taken over by Cthulhu himself.
I think you're crossing IPs, John.
Jesse's looking at me like, oh no, he's got it figured out.
Have you read H.P. Lovecraft, John?
John, I think your nose is bleeding.
I touched it.
John! Tanner, wake up.
I'll head over to the hatch. Like I'll climb on top of the boat.
Yeah, we'll go.
Go check it out. I have my gun out. I'm at the ready.
Give me a perception check.
12.
So
13 with a luck point.
All right. So as you're walking through, there's like a few Connex boxes on there. And then you see that there's one that seems to be a bit more, it looks like higher security was on it. There's like a little, there's a little panel on it.
Is it open?
No, but it's a little busted up. It looks like a Connex box fell on it. So you might be able to like rip it open if possible.
Well, I'd like to look to see what's inside first.
All right. So you peek in and you can see it looks like some kind of vehicle.
Oh, sick! And then I'm going to try to open it.
All right, give me like a body check so you can rip this thing open.
Maybe athletics?
Yeah.
15?
15, yeah. So you're able to get one of the doors open, and you look in, and it's sort of boxy car, but it's armored, and it has a turret on the top of it.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
But it has... So it doesn't have any windows. Instead, it has like little cameras on it. So while you're inside, it just screens.
Interesting.
So it's like it's clearly supposed to be like a military armored vehicle.
Yeah. Does this look like what we were supposed to extract from this location?
She said to get any medical information. So.
Yeah, she said medical.
Then we can just take this.
Yeah.
This wasn't. What corp was this owned by, Jesse?
This was Militech. So yeah, it says Militech on the side of it.
Anybody have some red paint? Could paint some flames over this, and then we're good to go.
I used all my red paint.
I don't have any on me.
Aku, can you help me try to see if there's a tracker on this vehicle here?
Sure. Take a look and see if there's a tracker.
You gonna give me a security tech check?
21.
Yeah, there's one on there.
Yeah, there's one on there. You want me to take it off?
You wouldn't mind.
Yeah, with that roll, you can also take it. You rolled high enough.
Yeah, I just see and then pop it off.
I'll go do some more checking in a second as I'm climbing into the vehicle.
You look way too excited.
Yeah.
And so there's still the problem of getting it off the boat. You'll have to activate that crane.
You know, I know. I just want to check it out, Jesse.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So you get inside. Do you turn it on?
Yeah.
So yeah, it goes... So, and then all the... So it has screens instead of windows, so it lights up so you can see around you. And yeah, and so it has like a little... Then you see in the middle there's like a little... There's like a screen, and it goes, Hello, how can I help you?
Shotgun, and I climb over. I climb over you to the other side.
Is virtual intelligence like a thing in this setting?
So like the agent.
Yeah. It's basically got it. Okay.
It basically is like it's kind of like Bluetooth. It's asking you to connect your agent to it.
Right. Yeah, I'll connect.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah. So if I die, you're able to connect your agent to it, so your car is able to connect to it.
All right. Cool. I want to see what like weapons this thing has.
But yeah, it has machine guns on it. Yeah. So the machine gun. Is on it. You can control it from the inside.
Cool.
So you don't have to expose yourself.
Nice.
All right, well, I'm going to turn it off, and I'll say, Doc, we will figure this out in a moment, because I am not leaving this thing behind. It is my new best friend.
Sounds fantastic.
And then I get out of the door. I get out of the car.
Might get out the way you get out.
No boundaries. And then I'll close the container, and then go up. I'm gonna go figure out the crane. I'm going to go up the crane.
All right.
You guys should do other things while I'm doing
this. Did we know what that guy was doing?
I'm gonna start like doing the investigation work we were sent here to
I'm
do.
I'm gonna knock on the thing.
Yeah, what kind of tech is on this guy?
So he seems to be some kind of scientist. So he has like a tech hand and like a bio monitor, like those two have
eyes or anything, so we could check to see what he saw.
Yeah, but he probably didn't have anything like recording. You could check, but it's unlikely that.
I'm gonna knock.
And there's no response.
Do you want to open it and send my drone down there first?
That sounds like a good idea.
That way we don't have to go in.
I open it and we send the drone down.
Yeah.
You go in and the place is an absolute bloodbath. Like, there's human remains hanging off the walls.
Oh.
There's, like, parts of bodies just ripped apart.
Cool.
And torn. So as he's going in. And so when you get to the crane, you realize that you have to go to the control center to be able to control the crane.
I'm going to go to the control center.
All right, that's inside, up top.
But not where they are, right?
You could go that way.
I'm not going to go that way. I'm going to intentionally avoid wherever they are because I want this thing, and I don't want them to ruin this for me.
Okay. Your damage dealer is separating from the party.
Yeah, no, I'm really nervous for what we're about to find because I have a feeling it's not going to be great.
I'm going to text them, figuring out the car, isn't it so cool, ? Car emoji, devil smiley face, cowboy hat.
I ignore because I'm busy looking through my drone.
I suspect we have a whole mission to do.
This is my new mission.
You owe me one?
Fuck. Like, text back, yeah. Fuck.
So your drone gets to a door that's labeled medical facilities, and it points down, implying that it goes down, but there's a door locked.
Akum starts crying.
There's nothing in there, right?
I tell you guys what I saw and that we need to go down there to open the door.
I'll go do that.
Okay.
I just jump down. I walk over the door. There's nothing crazy down here outside of the bodies.
You know, other than the ripped apart bodies, yeah. Jesus. Nothing crazy.
Oh. And I go to the door. How is it locked?
It's just like a turny thing.
If I open it, is it going to immediately swing open? Or?
No.
All right.
I'll just shout. If you open it, as long as it's open, I can send my drone in so you don't have to go in.
All right. Is the drone right next to me?
Yeah.
So I want to open it, let the drone in, and then close it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like.
Yeah. And so.
It smells bad in here, huh?
Probably.
It does not smell good at all. It
smells like muddle, like metal and rot.
Cool.
What's that gross smell coming from the hatch? Question mark.
Dead people.
Yeah, I send the bones, skull and bones repeatedly.
Crying face, like you know, tear face.
All right, Doc, come back up for right now.
Oh, okay. So we open it, we send the drone in, and I go back up. I close it, and then go back up.
Yeah,
so it's real dark in there. There's only a few lights still working in there. So there's not as much blood here, but everything's kind of broken up. It looks like things are, like, the walls are smashed, and anything kind of around. Like, it looks like this place was kind of nice, probably, and had a little, like, sitting area, and it's just all smashed. But as you go in deeper, it looks like some kind of medical facility, like some scientific medical stuff happened here.
Yeah.
And as you go in further, you see a large man kind of walking around covered in blood. And he has the same, when you saved Aurelio in the last one, he had kind of the wires in his head.
Yep.
So he has those in his head, but they're just kind of dangling and he's just kind of walking around.
Yep. Cool. That's what I thought. Great. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
There is a very large man down there with the same sort of wiring that was in Aurelia.
Oh, so there's a cyber psycho down there?
Yeah. A very large man.
Well, we just need to get download the medical information. Is it in that room?
Yep, you can assume.
Yeah, like if I like just give a quick little scan, I can assume it's all down there.
There's computers and stuff down there.
Nose goes.
Well, John's not here.
Wesley's standing there like, oh. Wesley doesn't count. Yeah.
So what's the plan?
I think he hasn't reacted to your drone.
Well, I mean, I've been flying it very slowly up, so
yeah,
I don't...
Yeah, so it doesn't seem like it's noticed it yet.
Okay, so he hasn't noticed it yet. I've stopped moving it for the moment.
Is there another place I could lock him in if I get him out of there?
While you're looking around in the medical area, there is, like, another hatch that goes to, like, the cargo bay. So you might be able to get him into, like, the inside cargo bay.
Okay. So...
Are we luring him in there?
I was gonna get my skates on and get and kind of treat him like a bull. Mm. Do we have better ideas?
Unfortunately, no. I think we should have John down here, though.
Yeah, shoot a text to John. John, you owe me one.
Come
back. I signed WYA.
John is sitting like in the control room with his one hand in his hair, looking down at a. Like, 3-paragraph text explaining why he sent the wrong emoji. and then he's, like, starting to delete it, and then you guys text him, and he's like, on my way, smiley face heart.
I sent a green heart back.
We're gonna start climbing down.
All right. Well, you meet up with them.
I explained to you the situation. I'm like, yeah, there's a very large man in there who has the same sort of wiring like Aurelio. So, Doc's idea was to skate into the cargo bay and treat him like a bull. That's her plan.
I'm not going into the cargo bay. I'm going to be, like, outside the cargo bay.
Yeah.
Like, and then jump out of the way, and then and then I close it.
Yeah.
Buddy system. I'll go in with him.
That sounds fair.
Okay.
I think we'll be fine.
I've nothing bad's ever happened to me in my life. What could go wrong?
I have a fancy new leg.
2 days from retirement, and I look up.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, why would you say that?
So we're gonna go do that.
All right.
I'm so scared of this guy.
Dude.
He ripped so many people apart, guys.
Yeah, man.
Man, if only we had a giant van with a gun on it to shoot him.
Drive the gun down here. Drive the van gun down here.
Lead him up to the hatch and fucking mow him down.
Oh, wait. What if he gets free?
Not our problem. If he runs away, I don't care.
Actually... You guys want to try that instead?
I mean, yeah.
All right.
What if he doesn't run away?
Then we're in the armored van and we shoot him with the van gun.
Okay,
but we have to, yeah.
I'll lure him over because I'm the fastest.
Yeah.
And so I'll stand at the entrance and like clang on it.
How about you guys, we would lead him out, you grab the information. And we take him on in that van thing that's going to be my new wife.
What do you say?
Okay. You like girls? Anyways.
All right. My eyebrow raised a little involuntarily.
Anyways.
Yeah, all right.
So I'm going to run back down there, Jesse.
All right.
And I'm going to unlock it. And then I'm going to like quickly skate back up and then just start clanging on the like the top part entrance.
Okay. Yeah. So you hear it. Dum, 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 dum. It's coming.
I don't see him yet.
I'm hiding.
Yeah.
I'm by myself. You're in the car.
No, I'm waiting with you and then we're going to run together.
Oh, I thought you were going to be waiting in the car to start shooting him the minute
he got
off.
Yeah, the minute we see him.
Okay, yeah, because I was like, I don't want to run the risk of him catching up with us.
See, I'm going to open, I'm getting that done, Jesse.
All right.
Yeah, I'm fucking hiding.
Do I see him
I'm
yet?
I'm so hiding.
Yeah, so he's coming out. And he's,
whoa.
He's like real
I'm
big.
Just clanging.
Yeah, he's real big.
Is he climbing up the...
You should run.
He's coming up the stairs, like, on all fours.
Yeah. I'm going to pop a shot at him, then I'm going to take off.
All right.
I'll go incendiary. 14?
That is not enough to hit him.
Yeah, I'm just skating. I'm taking off to the car full speed.
All right.
Skates out.
What is your speed?
I have an 11.
11? Okay, yeah. So this guy's real quick, but you're faster, but not by much.
I like look back and I'm like, he shouldn't be that close to me.
He's on my heels.
Yeah, he's running on, he's bear crawling. I'm gonna like duck out so you can just start shooting.
All right, start letting off. And I'll give you a +2 because he's kind of not expecting it.
What's the roll?
It'd be assault rifle, but you'll get two more rate of fire.
Got it. Okay, so and you said plus two?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's four attacks total.
Yeah.
17 to hit.
I'm scared it's not. Yeah.
That is.
26 to hit.
Yeah.
20.
Yep.
17.
Yeah, that's the hits.
And 5d6, which is assault rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 11 damage for the first one.
It looks like his armor takes it. He doesn't take
it. His armor on. I'm yelling, shoot him harder.
18 damage.
Yeah, that hit. That seems to hurt him.
15 damage.
Yeah, that hits him.
15.
All right, yeah. You do some damage.
I yell, I trust you, and I'm going to keep, instead of getting in the car, I'm going to keep skating.
I'm going to try to him out ram him with the car.
Oh, okay.
Well, I got to do math.
And you guys got to, like...
Yeah.
And hope there's not another one down there. This isn't him, though, right? This isn't the guy, the kid?
No, this is something.
It's just the stuff that was, like, in his head.
All right, yeah, it looks like he did some decent damage, but he's still coming at you.
Coming at me now?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to, like, just ram him with the car.
All right, give me, okay, yeah, so he's just basically going to try to dodge it.
What do I roll?
You don't roll anything, because, yeah, you're just driving forward, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he dodges it.
Oh.
I'm going to keep skating. I'm going to try to get keep his attention so we can keep shooting at him.
Okay, well, let's do initiative. We'll just say that John went first, so he's just going to be first in the initiative.
Initiative is Dex, right?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. 15.
Oh, yeah, so you're higher, so it's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to, like, make a bunch of noise, and I'm going to reload my shotgun and just keep skating.
All right. So, yeah, he's going to... His attention is going to be on you.
I want to keep him on my tail so we can keep shooting at him with the more powerful weapon.
Yeah.
I'm faster than he is. We should be fine.
Yeah,
if he
yeah.
keeps on you, yeah.
But unfortunately, his arm, he reaches out his arm, and bullets fly out of it.
Oh, son of a bitch. Guys, I didn't think about him having gun arms.
Yeah.
You guys get just a thumbs down emoji and then a sad face emoji.
Oh, yeah, he gets you. So you take 8.
Okay. Oh, does my armor go back or no?
Yeah, so you fix it up.
So before I ever take damage, armor takes it first, right?
Yeah.
And if no matter what, if armor takes it, it goes down by 1?
No, only if it reaches it or exceeds it.
Okay, so my armor's an 11, so I just...
Yeah, so you just take... So your armor takes it. So he's going to shoot again. He hits. Oh, it does 10 damage.
Dude, Doc stocks are so up right now, guys.
Yep, and so, yeah, and he's chasing you, but he shoots a few rounds, and it sounds like your armor takes it.
I'm yelling, play! Because I'm going around. I'm going, yeah. So play something funny as I'm going around the car.
I'll play Benny Hill. You know,
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Perfect.
Yeah, so, okay, yeah, that was his turn. So now it's John's turn.
Sick.
Well, unless, do you guys want to do anything?
Yeah, we're trying to use this as a distraction to go down.
Yeah.
And get the medical stuff, records.
Jesse, I don't think there's a way I cannot hit him. 17's my minimum.
Oh, yeah, so no matter what, you hit him.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Roll
the damage.
Okay, we gotta get some sixes this time.
We gotta crit, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
Dude, crit.
There it is.
Right there.
There it is. So he takes 5 right away, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
So then 25 damage for the first one. 18 for the next.
Okay.
16 for the next. 14 for the last one.
Okay, roll 2d6s to see what crit he got.
7.
All right, so basically a bunch of these bullets just kind of get lodged into him. So now he's moving slower, but... Yeah, he kind of slows down and then eventually just kind of falls over and dies.
Oh,
great. Fuck yeah.
Do we get him?
I'm just skating so fast. Like, and I like trip over his body. I'm like, oh, he's dead. And like,
give me a cybernetics check when you stumble on him.
I rolled shit. 15.
So he's making a weird noise. One of his
God damn it.
So he has two arms. The one that shot you seems good, but the other one, it seems like there's something in it that's trying to pop out, but it's not popping out. It looks kind of like it's locking up.
Can I tell what it is?
What did you get again?
15.
Yeah, so it's a pop-up grenade launcher. So it seems like it's trying to shoot, but it's not.
I'm going to point his arm towards the ocean and then just and just dislodge it.
Okay. Give me a cyber tech roll.
23.
So you get this thing off, and it kind of powers down, So you're able to get a better... It was about to, like, basically just shoot a grenade, whether it was open or not. So it was about to explode.
That's what I figured. I just, like, empty the grenade out. I'm like, ew. Ew. I'm going to check all his cyber stuff. All
right. Yeah, he's got basically a pop-up SMG, a pop-up grenade launcher. And he has a Sandevistan in his spine. And he has cyber legs.
It's amazing I beat that guy
in speed.
Yeah, yeah. He had an 8 speed, so.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, also, because I rolled a 10 on my initiative.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I'm going to take out a Sandevistan if I have time.
You do not, because you hear motorcycles coming from the distance.
I just drag him and load him into the truck.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you think the truck could take the fall? Because I don't think we have time to use the crane.
Do I think the truck could take the fall, Jesse, and not get damaged?
I mean, it would go into some rocks, so you'll most likely just get stuck.
Okay.
You need the crane to move you farther and far enough to where...
Can the crane just grab the truck?
Yeah.
What if you guys fashioned a ramp?
That's
off of
what
the...
I was thinking, but I'm like, it's so silly.
I mean, yeah, there's a bunch of broken Connex boxes.
I'm going to start dragging boxes to make a ramp.
No. How big are they, Jesse? Yeah, how big are the boxes?
They're just regular Connex boxes. Like, nothing special.
It's like big shipment boxes,
yeah,
right?
Big shipment.
So like I'd say like 6x6?
Yeah.
So we can move them as ourselves, humans?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're wood.
Okay.
They're like thick plank wood.
Okay. Oh, no, they're made out of metal, but...
Oh, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking of, like, on the trains and stuff.
Oh, like those are humongous. Those are like, that's what 15x6.
I was thinking fucking from Madagascar.
I was also thinking from Madagascar.
I was thinking the shipping containers, which I was like, there's no goddamn way. Like, you know?
Yeah, no, but they're broken up, so there is...
we could do it. I follow. I'm just...
Yeah, yeah. So the two of you can try to make a ramp.
Or... We pick up the truck with the crane while I'm in it and have a flying, like, machine gun. Yeah, oh turret gun.
I was thinking that as well. I was also thinking, what if we just drop a Connex box on them when they get close?
All of these are great ideas.
Did they get the information yet?
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's middle of the episode. And... Happy Pride Month to all of you who celebrate. Our first ad this week comes from our friends over on the Trans Empowerment Project for their fundraiser, Pride Revolution Fundraiser.
Hey there, this is Kayla. I just wanted to pop on real quick and let you know that we are in the middle of an incredible fundraiser right now. Starting May 15th, 2024, and going until the very last day of June, we are working with over 80 other tabletop role-playing creators to help raise money for the Trans Empowerment Project. Be sure to follow the Linktree link in the bottom of this episode description to find the Tiltify fundraiser page, which includes the listing for dozens and dozens of really cool and exciting TTRPG-related items that can be purchased, proceeds of which go to support the Trans Empowerment Project. But you can also see things like the gaming schedule for this time period and just get more information on who TEP is and why we started this fundraiser in the first place. So thank you so much for your support and enjoy this episode.
Definitely check out the Trans Empowerment Project. There's a lot of cool TTRPG creators involved and there's a lot of cool rewards you can get for donating. So be sure to check it out, running until the end of this month. For our second ad this episode, I want to highlight the TTRPGs for Palestine bundle on itch.io. This is being done by the same creator who did the TTRPGs for Palestine bundle back, I believe, in April. And you thought there were a lot of games in that one. This one has over 600 games you could buy for just $10. And all the proceeds are going towards medical aid for Palestinians who work for the health and dignity of Palestinians living under occupation and as refugees. They provide immediate medical aid to those in great need while developing local capacity and skills to ensure the long-term development of the Palestinian healthcare system. There's quite literally no downsides to this bundle. You get a bunch of amazing games for just $10, and you're supporting a great cause. We're going to have the link to that campaign in our episode description as well. Alrighty, friends, let's get back to the episode, shall we? Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Okay, yeah. Now we're going to go down to you guys.
Yay!
So, this place is torn apart.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. Any access ports that aren't destroyed?
Yeah, so in the back, you see sort of that, like with Aurelio, they had that computer that the wires are connected. So it's similar to that, but this one looks a bit nicer. Like this one. The other one seemed a bit more slapped together, but this one's a bit nicer. And then there's a bunch of other like computers attached to it. So you can go there.
Little Wesley.
So Wesley goes in, and he's going to take a little bit, but I can get all the info.
Good boy.
Oh.
Give him a little pat on the head.
Thank you. Oh, he starts downloading. It's going to take a bit, though.
Okay.
Well, is there any way I can help speed it up at all?
Oh, yeah. If you want to do a security check, trying to get through kind of the
firewall.
18?
Yeah. So he's like, oh, okay. Well, I got through... A lot of the opening stuff. So yeah, give me a little bit. It won't take long.
Okay.
All right.
I just text you guys a computer emoji, a thumbs up, and a party hat.
I text you guys a bunch of motorcycles.
Okay.
I want to take a look around.
All right. Yeah. This is a medical facility, so there's like a bunch of medical stuff and dead bodies.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They look super dead.
Yep, super dead. What do they got on them?
They have like tool hands and bio monitors and stuff.
Nah, it's not really my scene.
How many motorcycles are coming? Do I
know? You can't really see because you're kind of against the rocks.
How do you want to do this?
It might be better to do the ramp if we can. I'll position the truck like alongside the thing as like a turret, and then we build the ramp as I fire. You get me?
We just build the ramp right now.
Well, do we have the time? Like, that's my thing.
The thing is, they're also gonna have to get off their vehicles to climb through the rock. So you have some time.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, we should build a ramp.
Okay. And then also to say, do we want to have Aku go down to drive your other truck?
Yeah. I mean, she'll be fine. I look at my new truck.
Yeah, I mean, they probably are going to get to your truck. So, your old truck.
Mm. Yeah, but like, what are they going to do? Slash the tires? Okay, I'll get new tires.
Steal it?
Well, why they're not coming here to steal the truck necessarily. We'll kill them first.
Sure, but like, they're coming here to steal shit, and like, they might just...
We don't know. We don't know what they're here for.
No, they were hired to find this... Well,
does it sound like a lot?
Yeah, it sounds like a lot. Munch.
My thought is we build the ramp and then I just kill anybody who tries to take my truck.
My thought is if we get out of here faster, then we don't have to deal with them at all.
I don't think we can. That's my
point. Is there like alternate exit route than where we came?
No, because you're like against the
so
rocks.
So we have to go
the
through
sea.
Them. Is this new truck all terrain?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a military armored vehicle, so it's designed
to go in the water.
No. Well, I mean, so you're looking through the things, and it's supposed to, but you don't know. It specifically says it hasn't been tested.
Dude.
Could we get the ship back in the water?
You're like on the rocks. It's a big, like, ship.
Like cargo ship.
Yeah, I know.
Can I... Because there's only one way that they're coming in, right? Can I do what we did to the fucking maelstrom and fucking...
Wait! Can the two of us go run down and get the wire from his old Jeep and string it across?
I mean, they're already almost to his old Jeep, you would guess.
Do we have a... I'm sure there's like... Oh,
but they're not going to be riding motorcycles up
to
the boat.
Yeah, because they're going to have to get out to climb
the rocks.
Have
to get out where his truck is?
Yeah.
Are there any RPGs on here?
Not that you can see.
Are there any RPGs in this new truck?
Hey, it looks like it has it. So you can go through its things, and it just kind of has like some smoke screen thing in it, but it doesn't have any. All right,
so I think you go to the edge and start firing, and I'm just gonna start trying to throw big crates at them while they come up towards us.
That sounds great. And then we can build a ramp after that.
Yep. And so I'm gonna go climb into the crane and just get that shit online so I can start picking up boxes and dropping them on them.
All right. Well, you go to the control room. So there's the control room. Yeah.
I'm going to go up to the edge in the new truck and, you know, get ready.
I text you guys the plan.
Okay.
Do you think they'll need help in the control room?
That's what I was just about to ask.
I will 100% need help in the control room.
I text computer emoji ??
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I emphasize it and then like it.
Yeah, they'll need help.
How much longer does Wesley need?
It's just going to take a minute. It won't take very much longer.
I'll start heading down towards Doc.
All right, yeah. A couple minutes go by. Wesley's like, all done. You heard the motorcycles come in and they all turned off, and so you presume they're walking on the rocks right now.
Can we see them from the control room?
In a little bit, you can.
Okay.
Thumbs up?
Yeah, I wait.
Aku, you got this, because I can't operate this thing.
All
right. I was just going to start pushing buttons. I'm glad you came up here.
Yeah, maybe don't do that.
Yeah, give me a basic tech and see how well you get the grasp of this thing.
Ooh,
a 23. Oh, yeah. So you almost immediately get this thing moving. You're good.
Yeah. I'm like,
you got past the max I could get.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, you're ready whenever we are.
All right. So you see six dudes are coming over, climbing on the rocks, getting over to the ship.
Like, grab that and drop it on them.
Is there a window in this car?
So they're all screens.
Right, so...
You can open it.
I open, like, you know, either crack the door or whatever, and I yell, if you do not want to die, then you should turn around and leave that other car alone.
They didn't even see the car.
You mean that piece of shit we saw back there?
I close it.
We don't want it.
I turn my gun on them, Jesse.
Kill him.
All right. So they are a bit of a distance away. So, yeah, you need a 15 or higher, actually.
Oh, so you can't miss.
I can't miss. Oh, yeah.
So, roll.
Yeah, you can just start blasting.
Dude, this car's sick.
Dude, yeah, this car is crazy.
23 for the first.
Okay, yeah, that hits.
No. Like,
oh, damage.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't miss.
Yeah.
And a crit next, thank you, Kim.
Dude,
Which is, hold on. That's... I think Adam's right. Hold on.
Everybody hold your horses.
25 and 5 of that is the true damage or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah. So I think you just kill him outright. Yeah, you just kill him outright.
All of them?
No, just that one guy.
Oh, okay.
Are you targeting the same guy or are you going?
No, I'm going. I'm just mowing through.
Yeah, all right.
Jesse.
I said there were 6 of them, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Yeah, so first one you hit, he got pretty hurt. Second one you just kill outright.
All right, cool. 17 for the next one. 14 for the last, but I mean, you know, we got one and one was really hurt, so.
And now we drop
a fucking container on him.
All right, yeah, give me a basic tech.
16,
okay. So you're able to squish one of them, one of the ones that aren't hurt. Okay. So one of them's just gone.
No timber! Dunk. And I give you a thumbs up.
Are there any nets on here?
No.
I was gonna like run down and when they start climbing up, just throw a net down. Yeah. Gotcha. There's 3 left?
No, there's 4.
I guess I'll just go way down with my pistol out.
Okay.
Actually, why even get in the line of fire?
Yeah, we have,
I'm going to hang out with you guys.
Hang out.
So, they're just going to start shooting back.
At who? At the truck?
Yeah, the truck, the armored truck.
Yeah.
Dude, getting mowed down and then squished.
Watching one of your friends get squished by a crate is insane.
Yeah, so they all miss. Because they're just using handguns and they're pretty, you're fairly far away, and so the one of that's pretty hurt is gonna start heading back. So there's 3 of them right there, shooting at you guys.
Roll damage, Tanner.
Do it.
10, 11, 12, 16 for the first hit.
All right, yeah, you kill him.
14 for the second.
Yeah, you kill the second one.
17 for the second. I mean the third.
Yep, you kill him. So there's just one left, and he's all good.
15 for the last.
All right. There's one guy left. He's going to start running. So there's 2 of them running away now.
And that's all of them, yeah?
Yeah. Well, that you saw.
Well, we wait.
Yeah.
Hold.
Well, do we want to start building that ramp?
Oh, yeah. I'll come down and start building the ramp.
All right.
I'll just hang out up here then in case there's more.
Maybe use the crane to help.
Yeah.
You do hear some gunshots in the distance.
Not my truck!
They fucking pop the tires.
Be such a dick move. We won fair and square.
Did we?
That's their own fault. I told them.
You did.
That's true.
You did. I'll use the crane to help you guys.
Well, I can't. Why? Actually, we should just turn one of them into a ramp by like opening the doors on both ends and then just placing it on the edge.
Yeah. Or you can just pick me up and drop me on a solid ground.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah, I'll just do that.
Because you're really good with the crane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aku picks you up and moves you around. So while you're in the air, you can see that there's the two guys and they're just shooting at your car right now with their guns. And then there's four more other guys just kind of around them.
They're dying, Jesse. They're also gone, dude.
I loaded that dude into the truck, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's fine. Could you imagine? I just hear footsteps behind me in the crane, in the truck.
You just hear him getting like, up.
God damn it.
He's actually not dead.
You just sent the thumbs down emoji.
Yeah.
I'm
hanging out the car, the truck, on the crane. I'm like, thumbs down emoji to you guys.
I picked you guys up and I'm going, wee.
Yeah, no, so I'm once I'm dropped Jesse, I'm going after him.
I'm still open, Aku.
Okay.
All right, yep. So you drop him down and you can start blasting.
Yeah, I'm going to rev my engine to let them know I'm here and then start fucking firing at them.
All right, yep, they look over.
Oh.
I crit.
Crit.
Yeah, you just killed the first guy.
19 for that second hit.
Yep.
I crit again.
That's a trip crit, just kills another guy.
I mean, probably.
22,
then plus 5. Yeah, so that kills him.
9 for the third.
Okay, yeah, you wing him.
14 for the final.
Okay. Yep, so you do a little bit of damage to the other ones.
And that's it.
All right, they're going to start shooting back.
Okay.
Yeah, one of them does throw a grenade, though. Okay, so it kind of goes to the side of you and blows up.
To the side of me, meaning?
To your, like, right.
Close by?
Yeah, so it... but it doesn't do much damage. Yeah, it does 13 damage. So, yeah, you're still pretty good.
Cool.
And the other ones, they shoot at you, but it just bounces off the armor. So they're going to, when they see that, they're going to start running. They're starting to run back.
I'm chasing after them. like again, I don't.
He's so upset about his truck.
Yeah, fuck these guys. Like, yeah,
but it still takes a turn for them to turn it on and stuff. So they just got to their motorcycles. That's it. Now it's your turn.
That's embarrassing. I chase after them and I'm firing the gun at them. Like at the same time.
Roll your 4 damage. Roll the attack.
That crit. And deal. Hold on. 17, 23 damage.
Yeah, he's dead.
You crit again.
And deal 20.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say 21. Guys.
11 damage.
11. All right. Yeah, that kills him. Well, there's 2 left.
And then I do 15 damage. And I open, like, the door a little bit and yell, I told you not to shoot my truck.
All right, that guy's still alive. So there's 2 of them still alive. They start up their car, their motorcycles, and they're starting to drive away.
I chase after them. This is not done until
this
they
is so personal.
Until they apologize or die.
All right, well, it's your turn.
Well, they're dead.
13. This is very cathartic for me, you guys. I kind of needed this. 14. Yeah,
so he's dead. So the first one's dead. Second one.
14.
Oh, he's barely alive. He's like...
He's dead now.
Oh. He's gone.
Yeah.
And then I, like, once they're all gone, I, like, park, open the door, and I just start, like, checking out what happened. Hands on my hips.
Yeah, so they shot your engine. It's... You can probably tow your... This truck can tow it, but you're gonna be moving fairly slow. No, but... Yeah, it's pretty banged up. They shot it quite a bit.
I'm like that upset, like, hands on the hips, like, and then I pick up my cowboy hat and throw it on the ground and start, like, kicking it, and I'm like, God damn it!
And before, like, we're walking up, and I'm like, oh, it looks expensive.
Of course it's fucking expensive! Shit!
It's a bummer. I might be able to try to help fix tough. It.
Yeah.
Aku, yeah. You'd be my new best friend if you did that.
We could sell it, send Devastate in that guy, and probably make a pretty penny.
Let's sell the goddamn... Well, I want to sell these guys' bodies.
John,
cool down.
John, I like where your head's at.
I kick one of them.
She's on your side. You really want that?
Yeah, look what you've done, John.
Sorry, I don't know what came over me.
I pick up your cowboy hat, and I dust it off. Mm-hmm. I'm like, here.
Grab it. Sorry, I lost my cool.
It's all right. We hitch up his truck and we start driving back slowly.
All right.
With the downloaded information.
All right. So, as you're driving, you notice there's like dust clouds and
I'm not feeling
like
chilled.
There's a really big caravan of cars off in the distance. Like being a nomad, you notice that there's a lot of cars in the distance.
They look like nomad cars.
You can't see them yet. You just see like the big dust cloud.
Okay. Oh. Can we avoid Are they heading towards us?
Yeah, they're heading in your general direction.
Is there a way to go around, John?
Yeah, can I go around them?
You can give me a tactical check to see if there's like...
12? 13.
13? Okay, so you're like, it's going to be risky, but if you... There's like a bit more of a rocky area that it won't kick up any dirt so they won't see you like, in the distance, but might fuck up your car in the back.
Well, it already needs a new engine.
Yeah, I will pay $10,000 for this to be okay, so I'm fine with this.
Okay.
Sorry. But don't take that to mean that it automatically happens, Jesse.
No, don't worry about it. I'll look it up. I know there's stuff for fixing. All right, yeah. So you kind of go off, but you hear, like, rattling. Your truck's not doing good in the back.
I'm, like, looking out the back. I'm like, oh.
Don't.
Okay. I just look at Kungo. Like, shake my head, like.
All right. And then with that, you guys make it back to Night City. And you go back. Izanami's waiting for you in the VIP, and she takes the data. And he's like, thank you very much.
A quick question, Kurt. Sorry, could I have made a copy of that? Because I have a copy of the one they were using earlier.
Yeah, Wesley can make a copy for you.
Yeah, because we have a copy of the one they're using on the kid and now on this one.
Want to check it out?
Yeah, because it seems like Baba Yaga's involved. And since it's like bodies, I can probably do like a med check on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you hand over the information. You want to do a med? You want to do a...
Yeah, can I? What would it be? Like a surgery or a biology?
Yeah, let's do a biology.
I rolled really bad. 16.
So yeah, you look through...
We're done with this mission.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to dump my last all my luck points into it then because I'm using it for this. So I'll just make it like a 23.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you look through it and it kind of takes you a while. So these you're starting out with the original notes. So they have like the original notes and then what the Militech scientists are doing. Okay. So you kind of start with the original notes and the original notes are very unorganized and they're just kind of like it'll have one thought and then it'll just kind of go to some other one. Mm-hmm. Then it'll go back to the original thought, you know. So it's very unorganized and kind of it's hard to get through. But from what you get from the original notes is that this person is basically trying all these different ways to affect the brain to try to cure cyberpsychosis. So, yeah. So then when you go into the science, the Militech, there is a lot better organized. Mm-hmm. So they're basically like. The claims that this can cure cyberpsychosis is very exaggerated. It just kind of makes them basically a lobotomite. They're just
But there's nothing to go into psychosis.
Yeah, and so but they are highly suggestible that they'll and they still have they're still so they're a bit higher. They're more like because they could still like. Not like a lobotomite being kind of a zombie, but they're still like, if you do like, do my homework, they'll be able to do it no problem based on being, if they originally were able to. Yeah, yeah. Right. So yeah, if you gave them, if someone, they could easily do calculus if they knew calculus. And so if they're given an objective, then they work it as fine as before. But, so it's like this is very – so they're trying to think of like ways to – and then the rest of it is more like ways it can be applied. But it's not – but they do make it clear that it's not a cure for cyberpsychosis.
That makes sense. What about this guy? Why'd this guy flip out?
Oh, so this guy they've been working on a lot of – so this would be more of the scientist notes. They've been using – there's a gang called the Animals in Night City, which their whole thing is they just try to get as beefy and strong as possible.
Okay.
So they've been working with the animals a lot lately because they've been dealing with cyberpsychosis.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and separate this guy, Sandevistan, from him.
Okay.
And sell it.
All right. So, yeah, you can make good money off of Sandevistan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, how much money do we make for the job?
So, yeah, you make 1,000 each.
Nice.
That's cool.
How much? Oh, you're going to look up the repairs.
Yeah, then I'll look up the repairs and stuff.
Oh, do we want to sign off?
Yeah.
The last thing, like, John does that day is he has his, like, crappy little toolbox, and he looks up how to fix engine with bullet holes in it, and he just, fuck.
Yeah. All right, guys, thank you for listening to 5 Gems in a Trench Coat.
If you like what we're doing here, you can go and follow us on any of our accounts at 5GymsOfficial on X/Twitter and on Blue Sky, or at 5GymsInATrenchcoat on everything else. You can also check us out at 5GymsInATrenchcoat.com. There you can also find a link to our Ko-Fi if you're really enjoying what we're doing. You can like, comment, subscribe, all that stuff. You can also, on our Ko-Fi, you can leave us a little tip if you feel so generous and have the means to do that. We love energy beverages and whatnot on long recording days. Once again, if you like what we're doing here, most of the cast works for works at Adavan's Armory, at ADAVANS, Adavan's Armory, where we make 5e supplemental content. Tanlin!
Yeah, I do art for both this cream-ass podcast and Adavan's Armory, Gremlin Frog Art, FROGGART, on both Instagram and Twitter.
Tanner?
I do a webcomic. It's big... I do a webcomic. It's called...
I think we need Robot Tanner in this.
I do a webcomic. It's called at Wisteria Falls on Instagram. God damn it.
Bring out John. Bring out John.
Yeah, John can do it. John can do it.
I do a webcomic. It's at Wisteria_Falls on Instagram and Wisteria Falls on Webtoon. Come check it out. It's about a little small town.
And thank our friend Emily for being an amazing sound person.
Yes.
She is. Yay, thank you, Emily.
Yay,
bye.
Favorite member of the podcast.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5 Gyms in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5 Gyms in a Trench Coat on Instagram and TikTok, and at 5 Gyms Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also join our Discord. You can find out how to join on any of our social media accounts or on our website, 5GymsInATrenchcoat.com. If you like the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GymsInATrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.